Now, let's go first to that story in the news there, the North. Taoiseach saying today, of course, there can't be a return to direct rule arrangements of the past if there is a sustained period without a functioning Northern Ireland executive. This was Leaders today, Christina Finn.
Yeah, so it comes at the time, I suppose, when it appears that no Northern Ireland executive will be formed by the Friday deadline. And it now looks likely that fresh elections might be on the cards. Leaders' questions, obviously Mary Lou MacDonald raised it and was... it was probably one of the most, I suppose, collegial leaders' questions that we've seen between Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald in agreement.
They're all on the right same page on
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they have to be, I suppose, because when it comes down to it, they're all saying that there cannot be a return to any of the talk of direct rule. And this is, I suppose, come up, you know, this sort of debate and discussion has come up over the last number of months and years and often getting quite close to it and it raising its head again. But the Taoiseach was pretty adamant today that there were mechanisms within the Good Friday Agreement that Ireland had a framework to operate under and to use its voice, I suppose, to make sure that there can be no return to direct rule. There should be a joint authority if there's a sustained period.
Yeah, so what would it look like then if we can't have an executive and an assembly? We don't want direct rule. So what will the arrangements then
It looks
be?
Like they want to have some sort of joint authority between the UK and Dublin, essentially. How that would operate is a whole other kettle of fish, I think. We'd be kind of going into...
And how would the DUP deal with that
yeah,
scenario?
Yeah, and we're talking about, I suppose, elections at a time where, you know, realistically, if we go to elections in December... The DUP are not going to come out of it with an increase in numbers. It's going to be a good day for Sinn Féin. But again,
it's going to be a good day for the Alliance, actually, probably more than anybody else, if the last election is anything to go by.
Yeah, completely. And we've kind of come to this point, I think, where I think we're up to the deadline again. There's been a lot of back and forth between all the parties and it just... I think it does speak to, as I think the Taoiseach said today, like the democracy and the failing of it. And the people have had their vote. And again, it's just doesn't get up off its feet. It's deeply frustrating, I think, for the people that live there that want to get on with things.
But yet, yeah. I mean, the DUP voted and asked for a mandate to stay out of the executive and any power sharing arrangements unless there was something delivered on the protocol. So that they, you know, they can reasonably say this is what the people who voted for us voted for.
Yeah, and I mean, as you said there, though, I mean, there was a mandate with the Alliance Party and so on about people wanting to see power-sharing institutions back up again and running in Northern Ireland. Like, you know, it's stagnant over the last number of years. We need to see progress here. I think the door is open. I know Minister Simon Coveney is willing to sit down and speak with all groups, all communities and the DUP. I suppose there has been a plea, even with the Taoiseach today, you know, to the DUP to come in, you know, to think about the options here because we want to see progress. We want to see those institutions up and running. And every single delay that there is has an impact on the people of Northern Ireland. And that's really what we've stand for. This is a democracy. People have voted, and at the moment, nothing is happening in that country. So, in Northern Ireland, and we need to see that this is resolved as soon as possible. And I think that's where the Taoiseach is making that plea today, and I suppose Minister Coveney as well, and working, I suppose, with all parties, with all communities there as well.
And I think we see it now with the new UK Prime Minister. There was talk again today in the Dáil from Micheál Martin reiterating that Europe is willing to be flexible on the Northern Ireland Protocol. I think there does seem to be fresh hope from those within government that, a new face leading the charge here from the UK side.
And even before Rishi Sunak, we had, pretty good mood music, you'd have to say, Liz Truss's administration, as brief as that was. I'm glad to say Rhéda and Gary have made it to us.
Bad traffic.
Extraordinary traffic at 10 to 10 at night. I think it's a roadworks issue, I think. I don't know if you were able to hear or get a touch of that, Rhéda, and I want to just let you get your breath for a second. But that,
I had the taxi man put up.
Fair play. we were remarking on the fact that the Taoiseach and your party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, were remarkably on the same page today, actually, at leaders' questions in relation to the protocol in Northern Ireland and the executive and the assembly.
Yes, and it's very welcome to hear that from the Taoiseach today. You know, there can be no return to direct rule. It's in strand 3 of the Good Friday Agreement that there will have to be an intergovernmental process for governing the North now. What we do need, of course...
How practical is that, though? Because we were saying, like, how would the DUP and indeed the UUP and the TUV you know, everyone on that side of the House, how would they respond to the prospect of a joint authority?
Well, that's part of the Good Friday Agreement, so that's already been agreed, voted on, and is decided. That's an international agreement, so that has to happen. But we've already had an election last May. I was up north canvassing, and the people have already said what they wanted. And I think Michelle O'Neill has behaved extraordinarily well over the last few months. She has shown that she's ready to be First Minister for all. And the DUP, I know they're hearing it on the ground as well, because, you know, Sinn Féin representatives up north would you know, get a lot of feedback. And, you know, what's wanted now, people are, they know that there are some little things that have to be tied up around the protocol, but people want government in the north. People in the north are suffering the same cost of living crisis as we are here. They're facing the same energy costs. But
so it doesn't seem, do you accept now, basically, you are going to be back?
No, I don't accept it, actually, because I know from experience things often go to the wire in the north. And
so you think there still could be an 11th hour reprieve
there still
here?
Could be, yes.
What do you think, Gary? Then?
Yeah, just to be very clear, it's not just Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin that have an interest in resolving the power share in executive up north. All parties do, not particularly, but we're definitely clear ourselves in that. Look, I think Boris Johnson's chaos emboldened parties like the DUP mostly, and other unionist governments. I think now that there is a sense that the UK government wants to, at the very least, project a sense of calmness, that has to fall everywhere. So I think it's in the interest of the UK government to bring back mature heads around the table, be fair arbitrators who actually want to mature, govern in a mature way. I think it's in Rishi Sunak's interest to govern in that manner and kind of step away from the chaos of Boris Johnson and all that followed after him. So I am hopeful that cooler heads will prevail now, that we'll
Are you hopeful we'll avoid this election that we're now being told is set for mid-December if it goes ahead?
There's not going to be too much of a difference that will come from an election. You'll have an election, we'll probably come back to the exact same players around the table. It's nonsensical.
£5 million down.
Look, I have to believe that rational heads will prevail up there. I think nobody is against the idea of an election when it's necessary or an outcome will change or when it shakes things up a little bit. That's not the case here. We'd have an election, £5 million would be spent, and we'd have the exact same people around the table being kind of encouraged by the rest of us who have an interest in the preservation of the Good Friday Agreement to come to some sort of agreement that resolves power. Sure.
Gorgeous.
And Ireland is, and the Irish government is co-guarantors to the Good Friday Agreement. And I think Leo Varadkar as well.
Very much so.
You know, I think when he said that, you know, the Northern Nationalists won't be left behind ever, I think that meant a lot to people in the North.
The door is open for conversation. Like, you know, people want the DUP to come to the table. They want that discussion to happen, you know, and around the Northern Ireland Protocol and around protecting the Good Friday Agreement. But currently, you know, there are no institutions operating, functioning in the right way in Northern Ireland. And I think that what they're doing here is trying to drive progress. And that's what we want to see. We want to see progress in Northern Ireland. And we do have a special interest.
We all do, yeah.
But in terms of Chris Heaton-Harris, is that a good day for the Good Friday Agreement and for Northern Ireland politics that he's been left in that position?
I'm sure that I'm not going to surprise anybody by saying that I don't think any Tory is particularly good news, in the North. Listen, you know, that's the hand we're dealt, and, you know, Sinn Féin won't be found wanting in trying to make things work.
Okay, let's leave that one there and we'll see where that will take us over the next while.